Ice again. I'm Neil Jones. I'm a headmaster at a prep school in Hertfordshire. I'm on the strategy committee of the Independent Association of Prep Schools, that's IAPS. Passionate about sustainability in education, did my master's in education for sustainability. We have termed education for sustainability, education for social responsibility. I'll explain a bit more. This year was 20 years since Rio 1992, so Rio Plus 20. At Rio 1992 and again at Plus 20, education was put at the heart of sustainable development. Along with other publications in this year, People and the Planet by the Royal Society, and much of what you will read in The Guardian and other forms of media, we are putting a lot of pressure on our planet. I don't know if anybody has seen the Did You Know, the video on YouTube, A Shift Happens. If you don't, I'm not going to play it now, but it's a fantastic watch. The triple bottom line of sustainability are those three things, economy, society, and the environment. So with that as a framework, Education for Social Responsibility aims to address the way we teach our children. We have a curriculum that is planned around those and other subjects. We have things that go on outside the curriculum that aren't planned but are as part of what a school does. We have resources that we have to manage at our schools as well. So all providing us opportunities to educate for social responsibility, to encourage our children and our staff, our communities to be more responsible about the way they act towards each other, towards the planet. These are five things that, broadly speaking, we want to provide our children with. We want them to have a well-being. I heard today that at the Sustainable Schools Alliance Management Board meeting that we as a country have amongst the most numbers of anxious children about environmental change. We want the children to understand their rights. We want them to know their duties. Oops, I'll go back. We want them to know their duties too, their responsibilities. We want them to adapt intelligent behaviours. We want them to be able to think and act in ways that will help them to solve problems in the future that they may overcome, to build rapport with people around what is a rapidly changing world. And we want them to know things. We want them to have roots in factual information. Because ultimately, we want our children to be influential, we want them to be valuable members of society, and we want them to be productive. And if you want to look at storify.com/EFSR, I've started to curate things online. Thank you very much.
Oh, with 15 seconds.